Hit me with your best shot. Written by Purple Polka Dot. Read by SBL. Fandom
魔道祖师。
Relationship 冷淡无影。Rating
Explicit.
Summary: College softball players Wei Ying and Lan Chen may seem to be rivals on the field, but in private. Bottom of the seventh inning with the score 2-1, third base is loaded and Wei Ying is back up to bat.
Did you hear? Han Wenjun hates this girl.
Yeah, I heard the two of them were glaring at each other during the whole last game.
Do you think she'll try to hit her with a ball?
If Wei Ying were pitching, I'd worry, but Han Wenjun would never do something like that.
Do you really think Wei Ying wouldn't do something like that either?
I heard she almost got kicked off her high school team for hitting a batter in the head while she was pitching.
No way!
I mean, that's probably why she stopped pitching.
Didn't they prove that was an accident, though?
And that's a second point for the Lotus Pier River Snakes!
That's not what I heard. It was the one girl. What was her name? The one with the crazy boyfriend who tried to run over Wei's team's coach?
Oh my god, I heard about that. I wouldn't blame her for hitting that girl if that's why she... Oh my god! Han Wenjun really did hit her!
While running for second base, Wei was indeed hit in the leg by a softball thrown by Lan Chen. She was benched for the rest of the game, while her team went on to lose 3-2 in the eighth inning. Jiang Teng is livid about the loss and ranting about it while Wei Ying is preparing to leave.
It's literally still preseason, Wei Ying tries to remind her. It's not even going to count.
If you just wouldn't have gotten hit,
wait!
Jiang Teng finally pauses. What are you packing your bag for?
I'm sleeping out tonight, Wei Ying replies, firmly zipping her overnight bag and swinging it over her shoulder.
Jiang Teng narrows her eyes at her.
Where?
With a friend, Wei Ying says.
Which friend?
Why does it matter?
You should be resting that leg. You got hit hard enough that you're still limping.
Wei Ying rolls her eyes.
I'm not limping. And we're just hanging out. It's not like I'm gonna go running on it.
Why won't you tell me which friend you're going to see?
Why does it matter so much?
Wei Ying asks, opening their dorm room door.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Wei Ying!
Jiang Teng shouts after her, but Wei Ying has already closed the door behind her. For good measure, she jogs down the hallway and takes the stairs down to the ground floor instead of waiting for the elevator to, hopefully, avoid Jiang Teng trying to catch up with her. Once she's outside, she calls the friend she intends to spend the night with.
Lan Chen answers on the first ring.
Wei Ying?
Wei Ying can't help but smile at the sound of her voice.
You guys are staying at the Hilton near here, right?
There was a small pause on Lan Chen's end.
You know we have a strict bedtime, she says.
Wei Ying rolls her eyes.
Yeah, I know. But I wanted to see you before you guys leave tomorrow. We'll have a good...
Wei Ying looks at her phone screen to check the time.
3 hours before lights out, anyway.
We are at the Hilton. My room is 408.
Wei Ying grins.
Thanks, Lan Chen. I'll be there soon.
The Uber ride is just over 5 minutes. Wei Ying has to wait longer for her driver to pick her up than she ends up spending in the car. The hotel is technically walking distance, but Jiang Teng was right that her leg still hurts, and even if it's just a bad bruise, it's better to keep from unnecessarily stressing it. On the way up to Lan Chen's room, Wei Ying just hopes and prays that none of her teammates are wandering the halls when she gets out of the elevator. None of them would say anything to her, but she worries they would end up causing trouble for Lan Chen later. She pumps her fist triumphantly when she finds the hallway blissfully empty. She arrives at Lan Chen's hotel room door with a racing heart. They haven't seen one another since Wei Ying took a trip to Gusu over winter break, Wang's foster parents fought too much over her, so it was easier to make herself scarce when she wasn't in school, even if it meant not being with family over holidays. The last time they'd seen one another was a brief vacation the weekend before the fall semester started. She and Lan Chen aren't girlfriends, exactly, because neither of them wants to call them exclusive when they so rarely get to see one another in person. But truthfully, neither of them has been interested in anyone else since they kissed for the first time when they were 15, and they've already been making plans to try living together after they graduate, but no, they're not officially together. Lan Chen opens the door, and Wang is so excited to see her that she ends up freezing. She can't even speak. Lan Chen is always so beautiful. She completely knocks the breath out of Wei Ying, even dressed as simply as she is tonight. Hair back in a loose braid, loose khaki linen trousers, and a white heather hoodless sweatshirt with her school's name across the chest, and the sleeves bunched up around her elbows. She always looks put together, even in casual clothes. Wayne feels slightly inadequate with her hair up in a steel-damp ponytail and wearing a paint-stained t-shirt, ripped jeans, and a slightly sun-bleached black bomber jacket she's had since middle school. Lan Chen moves out of the way and gestures for Wayne to come inside.
Thanks,
Wayne says and walks in. However, Lan Chen stays standing at the door.
What's the matter?
Wayne asks. Lan Chen looks at her phone.
I'm waiting for dinner to be delivered. I have to go down to pick it up.
Wing's mouth drops into an O.
Where'd you order from?
You told me of the restaurant near your campus that has your favorite fire noodles.
Wing could drool at the thought.
She hasn't eaten there in months because she's been saving as much of her work-study money as she can for her spring break trip with Lan Chen.
But you hate spicy food, she says.
Lan Chen stares at her.
You enjoy spicy food.
You order for both of us?
Wayne asks excitedly.
Lan
Chen's phone vibrates with a notification.
I'll be right back.
She leaves the room and Wayne is left standing by herself. The room is neat, as always for Lan Chen, but Wayne spots her things on various surfaces around the room. Her empty bag is stored out of the way in the corner of the room. Her cleats are neatly left out by the door, and her clothes are folded on top of the dresser. Not inside the dresser, though, since Wayne told her a story about finding a dead mouse in the drawer of a motel dresser once. Actually, not all of her clothes are there. Where is... She spots Lan Chen's sky blue jersey hanging on the back of the bathroom door, and she gets an idea. She strips hastily out of her jacket, t-shirt, and jeans, and tucks the jersey off the hanger. She slips it on and finds it fits a little bigger than hers usually does. Wayne is the bustier of the two of them, but Lan Chen needs a bigger size since her shoulders are broader. She throws herself onto the bed and assumes what she hopes is a sexy pose. As an afterthought, she yanks out her scrunchie and shakes her hair free, hoping there's no crease, but she put it up right out of the shower, so... Lan Chen walks back in and freezes.
Wing just hopes she doesn't drop the food because, God, does she want those fire noodles?
Hey, Wing says, resting her hand on her bruised thigh. Lan Chen still hasn't blinked.
Hello.
Wing smiles, unsure what to say now that the room has become so tense. Lan Chen puts down the bag holding their dinner. Wayne is suddenly terrified that she's overstepped. Lan Chen crosses the room, not quite looking at her directly.
Lan Chen?
Wayne asks, heart all the way up in the throat. Lan Chen's eyes are on the bruise on Wayne's leg as she sits down on the edge of the bed.
I hurt you badly, she says quietly.
I shouldn't have tried to steal second base, Wayne says. You wouldn't have hit me if you weren't under pressure to strike me out.
Lan Chen frowns.
Wayne pushes her lips out in a slight pout.
You could kiss it better?
Lenten pauses long enough that Wayne doesn't think she'll actually do it. She considers playing it as a joke, but then...
Lenten rests a hand on Wayne's knee and leans over.
Wayne has to cover her mouth to keep from squealing as Lenten softly kisses the bruise.
Lenten peers at her quite seriously. Is that better? She asks.
Wayne's face is so hot she knows it must be bright red.
So much better, she says.
Lenten grips Wayne by the back of the neck and kisses her on the mouth this time.
Wayne sighs into it, relieved at the tension finally breaking.
Lenten pulls back and the two of them make eye contact. You look really good in my uniform, she says. Wayne grins.
Good enough to fuck me?
Lenten peers hard at her for a moment. Wayne thinks she must be attempting to collect herself.
You're lucky I brought my strap,
Lenten says.
Wayne actually squeals this time.
You really were looking forward to seeing me.
Lenten stands back up.
Of course I was looking forward to seeing you.
Lenten retrieves her strap on from the bag in the corner that Wayne had initially assumed was empty. She must have been hiding it in case one of her teammates came in. She wonders what they would say if they found the perfect girl prince of the Gusu Doves in bed with someone from a rival team. She wonders if any of them know she's gay. Do your teammates know you're into girls? She asks.
No, Lenten replies. And I'm not into girls. I'm into you.
Wayne is so flattered by this, she unintentionally says, Place it on my face.
Lenten looks at her.
Before or after I fuck you?
Whichever you want. I'm easy.
After.
Lenten says, and pushes down her pants. She puts on her strap on over her underwear, and she leaves her top on as she comes to kneel on the bed.
On your back.
Wayne eagerly readjusts herself so she's lying on her back and rests one leg on either side of Lenten.
Keeping your top on? She asks.
Lenten nods.
Can you take off your bra without taking off my jersey?
Wayne feels hot from head to toe. I can put it back on, she says, and sits up.
She unbuttons Lenten's jersey, shrugs it off, then unclasps and removes her bra before throwing it elsewhere. She pulls the jersey back on, but before she can button it back up, Lenten grabs one of her hands.
Leave it open.
Wayne lies back down, bare breasts framed by the open front of the jersey, embarrassingly attracted to the half-dressed woman crouched between her legs with a fake cock strapped to her pelvis.
Kiss? Wayne asks.
Lenten crawls over Wayne and kisses her again, but it's messier this time, more open-mouthed. Wayne almost wishes Lenten could put enough of her tongue in her mouth to make her choke on it. She shoves her hands under Lenten's shirt to get a feel of the other woman's small breasts, squashed nearly flat by her sports bra. She brushes her thumbs over Lenten's nipples, making the woman shiver. Lenten pushes down Wayne's underwear as far as she can, and Wayne does her best to wiggle the rest of the way out of them on her own. As soon as Wayne's legs are free, Lenten is gripping her by the thighs. Wayne bites back aghast at the pressure on her bruise, and reaching further up to grab her ass. Wayne breaks the kiss when Lenten gropes her butt the way she just groped Lenten's breasts. Lenten's mouth drifts to Wayne's neck, peppering kisses and light bites down to her collarbone. She moves one of her hands between Wayne's legs and firmly cupping her pussy in her wide palm. Wayne sighs.
Inside?
Fingers first.
I've been thinking about this since I saw you and your team arrive to the field earlier.
And maybe played around a little in the shower after the game.
Trust me, I can take your cock right away.
Lenten sits back up and pulls Wayne's hips under her lap.
You're like a man, she says.
Wayne's brows furrow, unsure if she should be offended.
What do you mean?
Is that not what they say about men? That they are always ready for sex?
Wayne laughs. I'm not always ready for sex. I just happen to be a little pent up whenever you and I have an opportunity to meet.
Lenten's expression turns a bit complicated at this.
What's the matter?
I like you like this, but I would also like to see you more.
Wayne's heart melts, and she finds herself pouting. Please get inside me before you make me cry.
Lenten cocks her head.
You've asked me to make you cry on purpose before.
Lenten!
Lenten smiles and pulls Wayne's legs higher up on her hips. She holds her fake penis at the base and presses the head against Wayne's entrance. Lenten always, always watches with perfect rapt attention when she slides herself, or a surrogate object, inside of Wayne. And Wayne loves watching her when it happens because of how wide her pupils grow and how pink her cheeks get and the way her lips fall open slightly, like she just can't hold her mouth shut anymore. It's hot. Wayne's hands come to Lenten's shoulders as the head of her fake cock just meets Wayne's cervix. A thrill goes through her at the thought of them both being partially clothed, but Lenten more clothed than she is in her sweatshirt and panties. She whimpers when Lenten makes eye contact with her again and reaches up to cup Wayne's breast in her palms. Her hands are so hot compared to the ambient cool of the room that Wayne shivers.
You're beautiful,
Lenten whispers, and it almost sounds unintentional.
Do I look as good in blue as I do in purple?
Wayne asks, but her voice is trembling slightly as she tries not to wiggle too much. Lenten nods, but her eyes haven't left Wayne's breast since he started touching them.
Lenten, Wayne whines. Please move.
Almost automatically, Lenten's hips rock forward and Wayne chokes on a whimper. There are scant few things in life that Wayne enjoys more than the feeling of her pussy stretching around something pushing inside of her. It's always best when Lenten is doing the pushing, though. And oh god, is she good at it. Lenten hooks her hands over the creases where Wayne's thighs meet her pelvis and uses that for leverage to drive their hips together.
Lenten, be gentle with me!
Wayne whines. The look Lenten gives her is scathing. She speaks between thrusts.
You were hit in the leg with a ball flying at least 60 miles per hour, and you walked it off. I know. You can take this.
Wayne pouts and grips the other woman's shoulders tightly.
All the more reason for you to be gentle with me now.
Lenten moves her hand so she's purposely holding the part of Wayne's leg with a bruise and squeezes. Wayne hisses through her teeth, but the way her hips jump gives her away. Lenten's eyes are challenging as they peer down at her. Wayne gives a small and looks away.
You're so mean,
she grumbles. Lenten takes her hand off the bruise and rests it over Wayne's mouth so she can use her thumb to circle her clit. Wayne yelps and her legs start to tremble. The bed rocks into the wall and Wayne just hopes that whoever from Lenten's team has a room next door is out right now, especially because it's becoming increasingly difficult to keep quiet.
Lenten!
She rakes her fingers down Lenten's back, then realizes there might not be visible marks because her shirt is in the way. She clumsily gets her hands underneath Lenten's sweatshirt and purposely uses her nails to grip her. Lenten hisses and her hips falter.
Wing,
she says warningly.
Make me come,
Wayne replies, rolling her hips.
I'm so close, please.
Lenten glares down at her as her next thrusts are shorter, purposely as steep as possible, aiming for that area near Wayne's cervix that feels so good.
Wing's moans are near continuous. The shirt she stole from Lenten is brushing the sides of her breast entirely too teasingly, and the pressure on her clit is exactly the firmness she likes. She holds her breath, willing the orgasm to come faster. She feels herself curl up slightly as her orgasm approaches, abs so tight and limbs so stiff that the moment she crosses the threshold, she completely snaps. Her eyes squeeze shut, and Lenten uses her weight to hold her fake cock as deep inside Wing as it will go, while she rapidly rubs her clit, working her down. The moment her body goes limp, she takes a deep breath.
Fucking shit,
she pants. Okay, get up here. Lenten looks on her.
You're really ready for me to pull out?
I've been waiting all this time for you to sit on my face. You want me to wait longer? Lenten doesn't argue and gently pulls out. She undoes her strap on quickly and lets it fall to the bed. She stands to pull her underwear off. Wing moans when she sees a string of fluid pull, then snap between Lenten's neatly trimmed pubic hair and her panties. Wing makes grabby hands at her.
Come here. Hurry up.
You already had your turn, and still, you're impatient.
Lenten comments, standing with one leg on either side of Wayne's shoulders.
Gimme, gimme!
Lenten kneels, pink pussy barely 6 inches from Wayne's mouth, and she hovers there for a moment. Wayne can see how wet Lenten got just from taking care of her, and she wants to taste it so badly.
Lenten,
she whines. Lenten's expression is deceptively placid as she asks.
What does Wayne say to get what she wants?
Please, please, Lenten, please sit on my face. Let me taste your pretty pussy, please.
Lenten smiles again and lowers herself down. Wayne happily loops her arms around Lenten's thighs and meets her partway, tongue eagerly slipping between her lips. She moans at the taste, fingers sinking into Lenten's thighs in an attempt to get her to sit down completely. Lenten's clit and vaginal opening are close enough together that she can easily use her nose to get decent pressure on it while keeping her tongue inside of her. Lenten grips the headboard like she's actually trying to keep from moving too much, when Wing really wishes she would just let go a little bit more. Maybe when they're living together in about a year and a half, hopefully, she'll be able to push her a little bit. Wayne wishes she could reach up and peel Lenten's fingers off the headboard herself, but alas. She moves her mouth away from Lenten just far enough to tell her.
Pull my hair.
Lenten looks down at her with a heavy, wanting gaze, and slowly removes one of her hands from the headboard. She slips her fingers into Wayne's hair, but doesn't grip right away. Wayne stares up at her, waiting, and when she just keeps resting her hand there, Wayne turns her head slightly to nip at Lenten's labia with her teeth. Lenten is the one who yelps this time, and Wayne feels triumphant for a moment, until Lenten's fingers really do curl around her hair and pull.
Brett,
Lenten grumbles. Wayne grins, as much as she can in this position, and pecks a small kiss on the spot she bit, before eagerly returning to lapping at Lenten's insides. It seems Lenten, too, was a bit pent up, because she seems much closer than she usually does this soon after Wing starts eating her out, although she has mentioned before that using the strap does feel good for her, too, even if she doesn't usually get off with it. Wing moves her hands to Lenten's ass and kneads her cheeks for a moment, testing. She's tried this once before, and she thinks Lenten liked it, but she was too embarrassed to give a firm answer. Wing's fingers creep between her cheeks slowly, giving Lenten time to tell her to stop. Wing prods with her ring finger until she finds the tight butt of Lenten's asshole, and she presses. Immediately, Lenten crumbles and her hips jerk as she tumbles into her own orgasm. She pants, grinding hard down on her face.
Wei holds her happily, rotating her face so her nose continuously rubs Lenchen's clit. There's just something so powerful about having another woman's legs trembling on either side of Wei's head. It makes her feel almost high. Lenchen finally drops her weight on Wei's chest and is propped on the bed over her head.
Good? Wei asks.
Lenchen shimmies down until she's straddling Wei's hips and leans down to kiss her. Lenchen's juices smear between their faces as they swap what was left in Wei's mouth between their tongues. Lenchen breaks the kiss, leaning their foreheads together.
Good,
she says. Wei wraps her arms around her, encouraging her to just lie down on top of her.
Have to clean up, Lenchen says, shaking her head.
Wei pouts. I just want to cuddle for a minute. I'm cold. Lenchen concedes to letting herself lie down on top of Wei, and Wei sighs happily, holding her tightly. After a moment, Wei jerks bodily.
Wait!
Lenchen sits up, worried.
What's the matter?
Our dinner's getting cold!
The end. Thanks for listening.